More blue state backlash over the Trump tariffs' effect on agriculture today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Minnesota State Auditor echoes comments made by her counterpart in Colorado in yesterday's show concerning the impact on agriculture of the president's new tariff policies. Julia Blaha.
Our agricultural market's about $26 billion total. Now, our exports are about $10 billion. So we're one of the top four export states. So you can imagine the tariff effect that it has on us. Our top markets, China, Mexico, and Canada, are definitely reeling from impacts of tariffs. And so all of this together is a lot of stress, and we're really starting to see those stresses hit numbers really close to home.
Blaha says cases of farmers requesting farm loan mediations have tripled in August from the same month last year. Also not a fan of President Trump's tariff actions is Gary Wordish, president of the Minnesota Farmers Union.
We're losing our trust as a reliable trading partner around the world. In the first administration, they made what is called a market facilitation payment to the farmers of approximately $28 billion. That did not make the farmers whole. And now they're talking about, you know, maybe $10 to $12 billion. That doesn't make the farmers whole at all. Farmers don't want aid. They want trade.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.